Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, that was a first. That was a first. Jason informed me that we were on the air about a minute before we were on the air. And that was a good, what was it, a fire drill? Yeah, it was a good fire drill. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. And Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you? I hear your internet is still, the internet or your phone or both are still giving you trouble, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the internet is really spotty. I mean, really, really, really spotty. And, you know, I'm trying to communicate with the campers, and I get disconnected from the phone line. We're using voice over IP. So we have such little internet bandwidth that phone calls are unstable, they're crackly. It sounds like an awful, awful cell phone connection at best. But I'm all excited because the campers are arriving today, and we had to borrow a cell phone in order to have the campers communicate with us because we can't talk to them because our phone doesn't work. The internet is hardly up. And but the neat thing is the telephone company is scheduled to arrive today. It's been a week in anticipation. They said they're going to be here. And they confirmed this morning and last night that they're going to be here through a borrowed cell phone and let us know. I'm all excited about having the phone working again. And that way we can, you know, place orders and do the things that most people do.
Sure.
I wanted to share with our class an experience that I had yesterday. Mm-hmm. I needed to get some plumbing parts. And so our son and I got in our truck and we drove out. And we needed to do some other things as well. And on the way back, there was a Lowe's, you know, that big box store. Well, it looks like I'm having trouble with the internet. The second I mentioned Lowe's. So I didn't want to go in there. I just despise going into Lowe's. It's painful for me. So we went in there, and no change in the last 12, 13, 15, 17 years with Lowe's. The plumbing department, you know, with all the fittings that they have organized by boxes, wrong fittings in every single box. And so what the box says and what you get out of the box are different. So you have to figure out what the item is and then find out where the box that it should have been in is so you can find out how much it costs. So ultimately we wanted to get 20 sticks, 10 feet long, of schedule 40 PVC pipe. And they say it was really, really sparse inventory. Some of the pieces were damaged on display. They had very, very few. And they have what a two-tiered pricing system. If you want to buy one of them, let's say it's $10. If you want to buy the 8-pack, it would be maybe $7 each. So we decided that we would buy the 8-pack, which is called the contractor pack. Most people that, you know, doing things themselves aren't going to want 80 feet of pipe. But we figured we could use it, so we'd take advantage of the lower price. So a guy shows up in the aisle, and he's really disheveled, unkempt, long hair, greasy, just unkempt in every respect. And he kind of looked at us like, kind of like, if you want to know what he looked like, remember John Lennon when he was at the height of his drug era? That's what this guy looked like to me.
Oh.
And he wanted to know if we needed help. And I looked at him and I thought, I don't think this is going to work. So I said, no, I think we're going to be able to find it ourselves. So we spent about an hour looking through the fittings. And my son's livid because everything is literally in the wrong box. And these are open boxes that are on the shelf. And so we finally got everything we needed. And they had so few of everything that in order to adapt one size pipe to another, we had to use three fittings. Normally you use two, but because they had so few items, we had to use three. And of course, that costs another maybe 50% for the fittings. We go to push the cart up to the cashier, and she's busy lollygagging with somebody, and another John Lennon-looking guy. But this guy has a smock on. He's got all kinds of buttons. I mean, he must have won every single award that they have at Disney. And he's got them all in his smock. And so our son took a picture of the lack of inventory of the pipe. The shelf was probably 80% bare, 20% stocked. And so I said to the gal at the register, you know, we wanted to buy an 8-pack of Contractor's Brack. And here's an image on a phone of what the price would be. But you only have four of them. I really need five. I wanted to buy eight, but you only have four. It's not enough for us. So are you willing to give us the contractor's price? Because you're out of stock on the eight. And she said, well, I don't know. I'll have to ask this guy. So this John Lennon-looking guy comes over. He has no clue. And they're thinking, well, you know, maybe we can go in the back and we'll just look and maybe we can find some more. And I looked at him thinking, we spent over an hour just trying to get a few items. She started and said, so how you doing? How's it going? I said, terrible. That's the first word out of my mouth, terrible. She said, why? I said, because I'm here. I'm here at Lowe's, and your store's a mess. And she was shocked. She was absolutely shocked. So ultimately, this long-haired guy had no idea what to do. He said, well, you know, he was kind of stammering with trying to make a decision whether they're going to let us have it at the lower price because they're out of inventory. I said, you know what? Forget it. And I did something I'd never do before. I just left. I just left the cart there. I just left. And so we went to Menards. It was, like a 150-mile out-of-the-way trip. We went to Menards. They had everything in stock. The quality was excellent. The pricing was better. Every bin was organized. The right parts were in the right bins. It was fast. And I bumped into a guy at Menards, and I said, I relayed the experience that I had with Lowe's. I said, you know, Menards is top shelf. Absolutely the top. They can't do any better. It's bright. The employees know what they're doing. It's well organized. It's outstanding. It's the best of the best. And I said, I think Lowe's is the worst. I don't think they can go any lower. And this guy that I was talking to smiled at me and he said, that's why they call it Lowe's.
Oh, no. You know, Ben.
So I expect that.
That's okay.
If the phone was working, I would expect to hear from Lowe's lawyers, you know, by this afternoon, but I don't have to worry about that because the phone's not working yet.
Well, I'll tell you.
Go ahead, Ben, Kyle. We've got a two-second delay.
I just had another experience with Lowe's that is exactly almost along the same lines. I tried to call them when I was on one side of town, and it literally took me about 15 minutes to drive across the town area, the small town area, with traffic and everything. And I got picked up, the phone got picked up by the service department three times. They tried to transfer me. I was trying to get transferred to plumbing as well. Anyway, three times, nobody picked up. And the fourth time, I bet I let it ring at the service desk. I bet it rang 40 times, Vince, till I got to Lowe's and walked in there to the service area, and I asked to speak to the manager. And I told him what was going on. Young kid, probably in his high 20s at best. And I said, you guys, what you've got here going on is despicable. I mean, it literally is the lowest of the low. And I said, you need to hire people desperately bad. And it's like they don't care. You know, well, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. That's about it, all you could get. And they didn't have what I wanted either. The Lowe's has really went into the toilet.
Several years ago, I told this story, and I went into Lowe's. It's one of these things where I had to get this item, and they probably had it. And I went in with our son, and there was this great big banner. It must have been 15 feet long, and it said something like, hiring now, and or employment opportunities, something to that effect. So I went in with our son, and I was greeted by this middle-aged gal at the cash register right by the entry door. And she said hello, and I did, you know, I immediately switched my Columbo on, and I kind of pointed out the door, and I said, there's a banner out there, now hiring. And she said, oh, yeah. Just go down there to customer service, and you can apply right online, right there. And I said, but I don't have any skills. And she said, well, it's okay, because I don't have any either. This is verbatim. Then we wanted to get a 5-gallon bucket of spackle. So it's like $20. Roughly back then when I bought it, and it's probably like 50 now or 40, but it was 20. And I needed some corner bead. Now, these are really thin strips. I wanted the metal kind, and they're flimsy, but it's better than the plastic, I think. So I wanted this corner bead, and I got about 20 pieces, and they might have been a dollar or something a piece, maybe $1.50, $1.97 each. And they had a box. Someone had emptied out the shipping box, which was exactly perfect for putting these thin metal 1-inch by 1-inch angle sheet steel corner beads in. So I asked the guy, well, could I have that box? It looks like you're just going to throw it away, and it would be great to put these single pieces in that box for the ride home. The guy said, sure. So I brought it to the cashier, that same gal, who doesn't have any skills either. So she scanned the box, and then she said, okay, you got 20 of them. So she types in 20 and scanned in the spackle, and the bill was like $1,100. She said, okay, take your credit card, $1,100. I said, she was scanning in 20 cases because she scanned in the barcode on the box. Okay, so she scanned in 20 cases instead of 20 individual items. And she had no idea that it's impossible for this thing to add up to $1,100. This is Lowe's at its finest. They don't have a clue, in my opinion.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So years ago, Mrs. Finelli and I went to Lowe's. And they had a sale on paint. They had the 5 gallon buckets and they had the 1 gallon cans. And so we needed 2 5 gallon buckets and a 1 gallon can. That'd be enough to do the job. So Lowe's, we bought a sample that they were going to match. And I said to the guy there, can you match this? Oh yeah, we got really good. Yeah, we're really good at that. You got this gal. She's excellent. So, Mrs. Finella and I had another errand to run, and we said we'd be back in about an hour. And they said, it's fine. So we came back, and we looked at the sample that we left with them, and we looked at the paint that they used a Q-tip to show the color on the top of the buckets, and it didn't match. It was in the right family, but it wasn't the right exact shade. And we said, how does this look to you? Well, it doesn't look right. So, well, right, we agree with that. I said, but you know what? I just can't stand the thought of you guys throwing away 11 gallons of paint. So we'll take it, but if we stick one brush in and paint the wall and we just can't stand it, I want to be able to bring it back. They said, well, we don't do that, but we'll do it this time. It's okay. So it wasn't like painting the whole room, just to put a brush, you know, 2-inch wide spot on the wall. And so we go to the register, and the gal at the register says, ID. And I said, you need an ID to buy paint? She said, no, we just want to make sure it's you. I said, oh, you don't think it's me? No, we think it's you, but we just want to see your ID. So you don't think it's me. So we're going round and round. So she thinks it's me, but she wants me to prove it's me. But she knows it's me because I've been going there for years at this point, building a house, needing everything, right? So I say, can I talk to the manager? Manager comes over and says, okay, what's the problem? I said, well, here's the problem. She wants me to prove who I am. And he said, yeah. I said, well, here's my credit card. Have you ever had a problem with this credit card? No. Okay. Did it run through okay? Yeah. So what's the problem? We just want to make sure it's you. I said, you don't think it's me? No, we think it's you. So the manager and I are doing the same thing. I said, I'll tell you what. Void the transaction. So they ate 11 gallons worth of paint. These guys are morons, in my opinion. I mean, really? You got to beat up your customers? You can't stock the shelves right? The employees don't know what they're doing, and they hire a gal who can't figure out that 20 times 2 is not $1,100? It's unbelievable. This is America today, and it's getting worse. It's really getting worse. People in retail who, you know, wear the smocks and you expect them to be somewhat savvy in their aisle have no clue. The guy in the plumbing department told me it wasn't his department. He's expert in another department. I don't believe he's expert in anything. Kyle, yeah. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, I've got a purchasing tip for the class. And then we can jump into what we started last week. I've got a lot more, different things that will help with the homesteading, idea. But here's a purchasing tip for you. And you know, when you have these little small, like True Value hardware stores, they don't purchase huge amounts like Lowe's and Home Depot and all of those big box stores used to do. And so the price at these smaller stores, has always been higher, and nobody goes there to shop because you pay usually 50% more on an average, and they usually don't have volume of anything. If you wanted to buy a 10 pack of receptacles, usually they've got a bin with four or five in it at, you know, 50% more price. Well, it just so happened, I bought at a garage. Do I hear music?
Yep. Yeah.
I'll give you the rest of the story here after the break.
Yeah, there's shortages everywhere in this country, except in commercials. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president. Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I mean, he's got some lessons about working with smaller stores. Kyle, please continue.
Okay, so I went to a garage sale last week, which, you know, I practically haunt, because if you're trying to outfit your place, you can do it at one-tenth the price on an average of what you'd have to spend, you know, third to tenth of what you're going to have to spend to buy retail. Well, in my shop, I've been needing, I have a few extension cords running to some power equipment, and they're kind of laying there and in the way and aggravating me. And so this guy at a garage sale had this plug-in number 12 extension cord that plugs into two receptacles at a time. But the extension cord itself was number 12 wire, number 12 stranded wire. So this thing is probably close to 3/4 of an inch thick. It is big, thick, heavy wire rated for 20 amps continuous, and it goes out at the end of the extension cord. It flares off into four different plug-ins. Well, where I need to run this extension cord, that works out perfect because I can run one over to my table saw and anyway, a little air compressor that I've got and a couple other different things. Well, this thing's 25 feet long and I bought it for $5 and it looks like brand new. No cuts in it, no anything. But it has, where it plugs into the receptacle, it's not like your normal plug-in. It has one plug-in that is, for lack of a better term, up and down, and then the other plug on the other little stud sticking out there goes out sideways so that you can only plug this in to a 20-amp outlet because a lot of the 20-amp outlets will have a slot in it parallel, and then they'll have a side slot that's cut perpendicular to, on the left-hand side, it'll be cut perpendicular to the other slot so that you can only put it, the plug-in if it's a 20-amp cord that's got the wrong, you know, it looks like it's different. In any case, you plug that in, and you have a 20-amp receptacle. Well, I only put in 20-amp receptacles in my shop, but I didn't have that particular type, minor 20-amp, because you can get them both ways, but mine were 20-amp without the side slot, so I needed some receptacles that have this little perpendicular cut slot in them. Well, I went to this little tiny store over in another part of the town there, and I thought, well, I'm just going to see if they have them. Well, they had a 10-pack. They didn't have any singles on the shelf. They had a 10-pack sitting there for $22.99, and I thought, good grief, you know. That doesn't seem like a bad price, but I'm sure Lowe's are one. I might be able to save $4 or $5, and I've got to go over there for this particular plumbing part anyway. So I tried to call Lowe's, like I explained earlier, and I went over there and I went to their electrical department to try to find these receptacles, and they were $4.99 a piece if you bought 10. So $50 practically for 10 because they're $4.99, right? So I went back across town and bought this 10-pack for $22.99 because it was just, I'm not going to spend all of this extra money. So my tip is this. Sometimes the changeover of the material and the merchandise that these little stores have is so slow that the prices have increased in the big box stores because they are having to keep up with inflation, and these little bitty stores that have a bunch of stuff in them that are sitting that people haven't bought for a couple of years or more are sitting there on the shelf at the old original price. Because that would have normally been way more expensive. But at the way the inflation's going now, it would have been, it was, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, the dog is barking. Anyway, so that's the tip. I'm just trying to help people out if you want to try to save money. But, and I wanted some of those receptacles anyway because I like to use them. So I just went ahead and bought the whole 10-pack.
Kyle, that 10-pack for $22 in today's market is a really good deal. It really is. I had to buy some as well, and that's exactly the price that I paid. I bought them on eBay, and I believe that they were a well-known brand. I like, believe it or not, Class, Leviton I used to think was pretty good. I'm not so sure anymore. I like Cooper, and Cooper, the name has been changed to Eaton, E-A-T-O-N. I'm happy with those. The ones I don't like are Hubble. And those are the ones that I'm not sure which one of the big box stores switched over to Hubble. They're kind of yellow and white box. And if you look on the bottom of the box, it says made in China. Now, some of Eaton's are not made in this country. They're made in Mexico. And I don't have any problem with that. I really don't. I have a problem with substandard Chinese steel. I really do. And I was... Our son bought a couple pieces of trailer hitch adapters, and the only place that sold them was Harbor Freight. So he went to Harbor Freight, and, you know, I just can't stand that place in terms of the quality. I mean, they've got some things that are good. But just to indicate how conscious they are about second-rate materials, they put the contents that he bought in one of their plastic bags. It says Harbor Freight on it. And he put it in the garage. A couple days later, I went to grab it so I could use it. And all the contents fell through the bag. So I said, hey, Bam. You know, I picked up that Harbor Freight bag. And he goes, don't you hate that? He knew. He knew. He said, yeah, it happens all the time. Don't you just hate that? So, yeah. And then if you want to contrast that, you look at a Menards bag. A Menards bag is way thicker, way stronger, way larger, way more reusable than a Walmart or Harbor Freight bag. It seems to me, and I had a discussion with the store manager at Menards, and I talked to two of the store managers. I said, you know, I talked about Sears Roebuck and Company and how they started in the late 1800s and how they had good, better, best, and you could buy anything you wanted at Sears. On the catalog. And the catalog was, you know, 2 inches thick, over 1,000 pages. And you could buy a house. You could buy a bungalow. You could buy a cabin. You could buy a Victorian house. You could buy a sewing machine. You could buy tools. You can buy combs. Everything, nails, wire, anything you wanted was available at the largest supply house in the world, which was Sears Roebuck and Company. And they had buyers that scoured the planet for the best. What is the best value? You know, the best quality for the money. And they segregated it into three categories, good, better, and best. So the good was good. But if you want to spend a little more and get the better level, that was even better than the good one. And if you wanted the best, that was the best. So they had good, better, and best. And anybody who bought anything in Sears knew for certain that if they didn't like it, they could bring it back. Because Sears had over the door of their stores, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they meant it, you know, up until maybe the 90s. And then they forgot all about it and took the signs off over the front of the doors. Very seriously. They took the signs off, you know, satisfaction guaranteed your money back. Because they didn't mean it anymore. I used to work for Sears, you know, when I was about 17 as a mechanic. And I had the highest regard for Sears Roebuck and Company. And I just can't stand the fact that they've been put out of business from within. I'm talking about leverage buyouts and ilk like that. But here's one place where you can go where you can get pretty good quality, and that's Menards. And this is not a commercial. I don't get any revenue from anybody. But I know that if I buy something at Menards and if I don't like it, I can just bring it back. And even if it's less, more than 30 days, they'll take it back. They don't give you a hard time. They're extraordinary in today's marketplace. Lowe's, the exact opposite. And by the way, Class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear in the media. Don't believe anything you see, read, or hear in the media. Don't believe me. Do your own research. You know, Kyle, you get really, really good deals. And I'm trying my best to try to catch up, and it's hard. It's really hard. I mean,
well,
I know exactly what you're talking.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking. Yeah, I know about this extension cord. I've seen them. And it's like, you know, it takes three guys to plug it in. Now, I'm kind of exaggerating, but it's a huge plug because it actually fits in the entire duplex receptacle. Okay? It's got six prongs. Okay? So it's a really heavy, very expensive. Most people wouldn't even consider buying it because it's expensive and they don't have the need for it. Well, so I know what that is. That was a great deal. $5? I mean, really. Gosh, you couldn't even get a cheap end for an extension cord, you know, 12-gauge or 14 or 16-gauge extension cord for $5, you know, at big box store now, let alone the whole extension cord. But I do have one thing I wanted to share with you. I got a Cub Cadet lawnmower, 18 horsepower, with a 50-inch mower deck. For free. Free.
Wow.
Started it up, drove it on the trailer. It was a tilt bed trailer. So, I saw it on the marketplace, Facebook marketplace. I mean, I don't know why Zuckerberg allowed that to be put on there because it said free. So I said, okay, I'd love to get it for our farm. And so I said, may I call you and arrange some particulars? And the guy said, sure. So I called him up and I said, okay, so my understanding is this is free. He said, yeah. I said, will it hold air in the tires? He goes, yeah, oh, they're fine. Tire's fine. And it has a 50-inch mower deck? Yeah, but it's not attached, but yeah, it comes with it. So it's a mower, it runs, there's no problems with it? No, it's fine. Are you sure? I got there with our son, and it's just what he said. Started it right up, drove it on the tilt bed trailer, strapped it down. We picked up the mower, strapped that down, drove home. Started up, drove off the trailer. It works. It's amazing. Now, why did this happen? Because he couldn't stand looking at it anymore. He didn't like looking at it. And that happens. It happens with washers. It happens with dryers. It happens with refrigerators and freezers. And, you know, new people move into the area and they go, oh, these guys left this junk here. I want this out of here now. And so I said to the guy, so why did you say we could have it? He goes, because you were the first ones who said you'd come get it. So he told me we got it because he wanted it out
Compliment
now.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I figure Kyle's going to have his free Cub Cadet, you know, within a couple days, probably by the end of the weekend for sure. And we'll have the riding lawnmower races, and we'll video it, and we'll put it up on the internet so y'all can see how.
Actually, I didn't want to say anything. But I got a free Craftsman riding lawnmower that I ran right up on the deal. I got it 2 weeks ago, Vince.
Oh, jeez. I can't believe it.
It's a true story. Yep. This lady sold her house and just wanted the riding lawnmower gone. And I started it up, checked and see if the blades would turn and all that. Everything ran fine. And she said, I don't want it anymore. I got room for it. You can have it. So I just loaded it up and brought it home. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying, Kyle. These people just can't seem to, they can't wait to get rid of their valuables. It's nuts. You know, I thought for sure, Kyle, that I was going to just move up a little bit, you know, in this race that we're having, this contest, this friendly competition.
Well, you beat me with cars all the time, Vince. I tell you, you're a voodoo guy when it comes to that.
Well, hey, you know, I thought for sure.
I got a couple things before the top of this hour.
All right, go ahead.
So you were talking about, you know, people standing behind their products. And I have had two experiences in the last month that have just been extraordinary. I bought a hose, the nozzle on the end that has these different types of sprays that come off of it, and it has a little lever on the back side of it that operates, turns the water on and off. And the brand is Melnor, M-E-L-N-O-R, and it's kind of a metal, pewter type metal. It's not, you know, super heavy duty, but it's heavy duty for today's standards. Anyway, I had bought two of them because I really liked the heavy duty feel of them, and they worked really well. I love the spray patterns on them. Well, this year I came out to start using them, and I always drain them and dry them before I store them away. Well, the little plastic, the rubber gasket in there, whenever I was spraying, was leaking out around the nozzle part where it sprayed out. It was leaking down below. So I contacted the company And I said, they said, well, would you send us a picture of what they are? And I said, both of these are doing that. They sent me two brand new ones without any receipts, nothing, just sent them. I mean, boom, done so quick and so fast. And I had them in a week. It was, I mean, from the time I did it, I think it was 5 days. And then I just had the same thing, similar thing happen to a Havilon knife. It's called an EDC, Everyday Carry, and it's Havalon. And it's a disposable blade type knife, spring assist type knife. Well, the spring broke, and I contacted them, and they said, send it back. And so it cost me $2, I think, to ship this thing back. They said, don't ship it with the blade. And it's no joke, Vince, within 5 days, I had a brand new one still in the package with two extra blades that they just sent right back. I mean, you go on their thing, fill out their little form there, and they give you a return number, boom, and I got it right back. And the customer service was amazing for both of those companies.
Well, I can tell you this, that Melnor has always been an outstanding company. They were around in the 1960s, maybe even before that. But I remember them in the very, very early 60s. Their products were heavier. The products were very well engineered. And we still have Melnor watering type implements, devices, attachments, nozzles from the 1960s here at our farm. Still working. So you're right. Melnor is a fabulous company. And I think they are as good as it gets, at least the ones that we have. We're talking about hoses. Well, class, here's something that, here's a lesson from the 5 Minute University. When you use a garden hose, it becomes pressurized. And, you know, when the nozzle is shut off, but the pressure is still in there, it's rough because on the hose, because it expands the hose a little bit. And then if the hose is in the sun expands the water, and it is rough on the cords and the rubber. And the same thing is true with fuel line hoses that have these nozzles, like at a gas station. Okay, we have those here at our farm too. And air hoses from compressors. We always, always, always release the pressure the minute we're done. Okay, so if we're done with the garden hose, we open up the nozzle and release the pressure. For the fuel line, we raise the hose above the nozzle and drain the hose so air can get in there rather than just fuel, which would expand like diesel. And in air hoses, we always disconnect them the minute we're done with them to get the pressure off. And they will last over a decade or two or three easily if you do that. Let the pressure off. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.